I'm mad cause the Chiefs lost. I'm pissed off.
Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Glad to be back in the building. What a blessing.
I'm glad the keys still work.
Hella chilly this morning. Layer up for those of you who have to get to school or work. We won't get above freezing before 12 noon.
Yikes.
No, I've been out of town since before Christmas. When I left, we were in the 60s. I came back yesterday and it was 7 degrees.
Yeah.
I was livid.
What a difference, huh?
I had to get the snow and ice off my car. Let it warm up for quite a long time because it hadn't been started in, like 11 days.
Ooh. Glad your gas line didn't freeze up.
I made sure I left it with a full tank. That's how you avoid that.
Excellent, excellent. Glad you made it back safe. Feel like I ain't been to work in a month.
It's been something like that. I snuck out of here with the COVID, didn't you?
Man. Hey, look, let me say this too. Like, when I had COVID, I felt embarrassed about it. I really did. But now, you know, it's like it feels inevitable that like everybody gonna get it now.
Well, with this Omicron variant, it's moving much faster than any of the other variants have, and it's much more easily transmittable. A friend of mine, she lives here in Kansas City, but she's from Atlanta too. She was in Atlanta the same time I was there. She was supposed to leave to come back home Tuesday, and she hit me up and was like, girl, I caught COVID while I was here. So she's still in Atlanta trying to get well.
It's scary out here, man. Be safe.
That's for sure.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny. Right now, you're clear at 15. Lord have mercy. It's Swope Park. Shade was popped.
Halle Berry fooled Instagram users into thinking that she and her boo-thang Van Hunt got married. So she posted a photo of the two kissing at what looked like an altar with the caption, well, it's official. The couple admitted in a post a little bit later on that they were just having New Year's Day fun.
She played too much. Giving people like me a heart attack, you know?
Halle been married like mad times. You think she trying to stumble down that aisle yet again?
You talking about when she was with David Justice when I was like 8 or 9 years old?
She was also married to Eric Benet. She was also in a long-time relationship with her baby daddy.
Nobody worry about Eric Bennett, all right? That phase of her life is over. Shout out to Joe Corneo, though.
Why?
Eric Bennett.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, the first time I ever met him, we went to the Waffle House that used to be in Grandview. And he was like, you know, I really like the music of Sadie. And I was like, who is Sadie?
Don't do that.
No, I'm dead ass. I said, who's Sadie? He was like, you know, Sweetest Taboo. I said, fam, it's Sade. He didn't know. He's so sweet. I like him a whole lot. And he's fine. So that covers over a multitude of sins. You got a six-pack, you good with me.
Shout out to Joe.
So Megan Good broke her social media silence after the announcement was made that she and husband Devin Franklin were going to be divorcing. So she took to socials on New Year's Eve with, 2021, you brought me the highest life-changing affirming highs and the lowest gut-wrenching soul-breaking lows. Although I'm grieving, I'm also in glorious awe and thankfulness to you, God. They say all endings are I don't know what that means. Oh, maybe is are also beginnings. Okay, that was a space out of place. 2022, I'm choosing to be excited about what the beginnings of this next act of life brings. Lord, I trust you.
Oh, that's right. I smell a hot girl summer on the way for Megan Good. She ain't had one of them in, 15 years?
You leave her alone. She is a Christian. Okay. And she has turned her life over to Christ.
There are plenty of Christians who drop it low for Jesus. All right, let's be clear.
All you Kardashian fans, get ready. The announcement has been made of the title of their new reality show that's going to be airing on Hulu.
Great.
Of course, after that 20-year run on E! With Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the new reality TV show will be called The Kardashians.
Y'all ain't tired of them yet, man?
there's a lot of people who really, people have made these young ladies billionaires, like, in real life.
That's cool, but it like, there's no fatigue. You're not tired of making them billionaires yet? Not you, per se, but the people who we talking to. I mean, have at it if you want to, because I guess I do the same for the NFL, huh? So I guess I can't talk, huh?
Trailer for the show also premiered on New Year's Eve. And Kim, Courtney, Kylie, Kendall, and their mama, Kris Jenner, are going to be a part of it.
Money making money. I get it.
I ain't mad. Get it. Where you can live.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because my ex-girlfriend gave all my stuff she was going to give me for Christmas to another.
Hey, what you do?
Man, I feel like I don't really celebrate Christmas like that, but I wanted my stuff, but I wasn't trying to get her nothing.
Oh, you didn't get her anything and you thought you was going to get something?
I mean, like, I gave her some money so she could buy her own gift, but...
There's a little ditty that I learned maybe about 10 or 15 years ago that I apply for situations like this. Erase, replace, embrace, new face. Apparently, she knows that song, too.
Aw, dang.
Hey, man, it's plenty of fish in the sea, dawg. Just grab your fishing pole and go ahead and go to the waters and test it out, all right?
All right.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
What more do you want from me?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Class, wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside.
North Kansas City schools are out due to road conditions this morning. Kansas City will be returning tomorrow. Everybody else, good morning. It's Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Hey, what up, Max Sauce? Good morning, KC. 652 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny skies. Right now, you are clear and cold at 15 on 15th and Van Brunt.
$1,000 in cold cash. Keep listening for your chance to get qualified for that money. Clearly, I didn't win Saturday's Powerball jackpot, despite me feeling 100% sure that I would win this time. I got my ticket. I thought this was it right here.
I hope that's recyclable.
I felt that same assurance that we would be victorious on the gridiron field. Talking about those Kansas City Chiefs, we lost to the Bengals on the road yesterday.
Lord, Lord, Lord. And my house was divided yesterday because, of course, my fiance is from Cincinnati, so I was going crazy, especially during this play, Shay. Fourth quarter, we're going to skip ahead. Tied score 31-31, 3:18 left. It's 3rd and 27. For some reason, Shay, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo calls a man blitz, and this is what happened.
Put it up. Chase has it. They got the one-on-one right over Ward. The aggressive nature of the Chiefs.
Boy, 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 that aggressive nature came to bite us in the behind because the shenanigans at the conclusion of the game, Shay, the refs were eating that Cincinnati chili because the Bengals got some home cooking with these calls.
Burrow rolling out, looking, he almost got hit, throws it, flying in the end zone.
Illegal use of hands to the face. Defense, number 35.
Wow.
The
so the roll of the dice works out.
Yeah, buddy. Andy Reid has some words for that. We'll get to that in a second. Evan McPherson, he seals the deal for the Orange and Black Cats to end the Chiefs' 8-game winning streak.
Huber the holder. Straight away from 20 yards. McPherson. The kick is good. And the Bengals have won the AFC North.
That drops the Chiefs to 11-5. The 2 seed now is where we are. The Titans are the 1 seed right now, and I think we forget about that 1 seed because the Titans, they play the Houston Texans this week, and for us to get the 1 seed, the Texans have to beat the Titans, and I think that's going to happen. Going back to those penalties, Shay, here's Andy Reid.
Between the big plays and the penalties, that's what got us, and there were way too many penalties, 9 penalties, including a touchdown on a kickoff return, 4th down play. Where our defense did a nice job of stopping them on the 1-foot line. You know, I'd like to comment on each one, but I don't want to be fined.
Wow, that says a lot when Andy Reid says that. The regular season concludes next week at Denver on Saturday, 3:30 p.m.
There were a lot of folks talking about the referees and the calls that were made. Even the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback commented on it and said that they got lucky a couple times.
Joe Burrow, yeah, he was honest about it. But hopefully we'll see him again. And if we do, it'll be an arrowhead and we'll stomp him out. Most
hope
certain.
So.
I'm mad because the Chiefs lost. I'm pissed off.
Got Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City!
The Bengals gave us a run for our money. Took an L in Cincy. Around the NFL, there was some games that I didn't expect. Victories totally messed up my football pool, so I'm out of the running this week. Another situation that took place, Antonio Brown walked off the field late in the third quarter of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 28-24 victory over the New York Jets on yesterday.
Wild and crazy, Shay.
What do you think about this situation?
Well, I'm learning this morning that there was a report that came out that there was a disagreement on a sideline between him and head coach Bruce Arians about his playing time. And they wanted him to come into the game. He felt like he wasn't all the way healthy, so he didn't want to go into the game. As a result, he said, well, if you're not going to come into the game, we need you just out of here then. Get out. And he proceeded to do that. If you know Antonio Brown's history, this is not outside the norm for him.
There were a lot of folks talking about a bonus that he was supposed to have gotten had he reached a certain statistical number.
And he would have got those if he would have acted right and stayed on the team. He has a problem. He got plenty of problems. I think he needs some help. Not sure what it's from, Shay, but I think all of these things are a cry out for help for him.
Definitely. And even before that, faking the COVID vaccination
yes.
card, he would have hit
yes.
those numbers had he not been suspended for those 3 games.
Absolutely, Shay. Absolutely. He's been acting a fool.
Well, I know one person that never acts a fool. Talking about Mayor Quentin Lucas, his wife and his son, they've been quarantining after being diagnosed with COVID-19. I texted him this morning, Brian, to see if he was up to talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered back, Q never sleeps, exclamation point.
Good morning, Mayor. How you feeling this morning?
You know what? I'm feeling fine. I mean, it is always sad when you're seeing, you know, the baby being the one who's most impacted. My wife and I are vaccinated and boosted. I know I have some fools that have tried to hop on social media and say, see, this is why we don't need the shot. But to me, the reason why you get the shot is so you can sit up like I am right now, feeling well, feeling good and all of that, and still being diagnosed with COVID-19. But what that means is I won't be in the hospital. I'm not laid up, holed up for months, weeks on end like a lot of people are. And certainly, fortunately, not looking at a risk of death or some of those things. But you know what? Feeling fine. I felt pretty good actually through it all. For the most part, asymptomatic. And I just hope that more people make sure they take things seriously. Get your vaccine if you haven't yet. Get boosted if you haven't yet. It just makes a lot of sense because I know other people that did not and are going through a lot more pain than I am right now.
Thank God that smooth baritone voice is still intact. Mayor Lucas, stick with us when we come back. When we come back, I want to talk to you about trash pickup and, of course, our Chiefs losing on the road.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
11:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny skies. Right now you're clear at 15 at Paul's on 55th and Paseo. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends.
Them crazy Capricorns.
Said no one ever. Consistent Capricorns, loyal Lord. Capricorns, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, no.
Mm-hmm.
R&B singer Lloyd is 36 years old today.
Hey. Favorite song.
Reality star Mimi Faust is 54. Okay, you can maybe say her.
Mm-hmm.
Actor Mel Gibson,
mm-hmm.
maybe him too.
Mm-hmm.
He's 66. R&B singer Kimberly Locke, she was the quiet one from American Idol. See, she's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She's 44, former basketball star and sportscaster on TNT Sports. Cheryl Miller is 58 today.
She's a beast.
And basketball player Kevin Weir is 29.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 3rd.
So over the weekend, famed and beloved actress Betty White passed away at the age of 99 years old.
Mm.
Man, she almost made it to 100. She's a Capricorn.
Well, Betty White, man, she was hilarious on Golden Girls. She was very beloved, man. Surprisingly, I didn't know so many people I'd just be surprised at some people's fandom for some people, that's why.
Yeah,
that's
she's
what I'm
a
saying.
Huge star, yeah. Dating back to the Mary Tyler Moore show. She had more recent stuff on Hot in Cleveland. She's been around for many, many years, and there's one instance that folks talk about where she had a television show back in 1949, and it was a black man who was the piano player, and they didn't want him on the television show, and she told them, if he's not a part of it, then I don't want to do it anymore, and they subsequently did turn it off the air. But she's been beloved for many years for her philanthropy. She loved animals. She was just a kind person, and her comedy will definitely be missed. She always had a great sense of humor.
Yes.
Throughout the years.
R.I.P. Betty White lived a great life.
Kodak Black was arrested on New Year's Eve for a misdemeanor trespassing charge. He was arrested after the Broward County Sheriff's Office was notified that the rapper returned to his old Green Acres neighborhood despite a cease and desist order that had been sent by the housing authority in September. So that must be like the hood, and he went back. But this man had just delivered 100 air conditioning units to the same thing over the summertime.
And he go to jail more than Bobby Brown in the 90s, man.
His lawyer, Brad Fakoa, confirmed that this actually did take place on Saturday and said that the charges are bogus as the cease and desist order was not properly delivered to his client.
I get Kodak some OGs, man.
Kanye West was spotted on a date with an actress named Julia Fox. You know who that is?
No, I don't.
Me either. I was planning on Googling.
But didn't happen that fast. Look, I think Kanye is just out here just trying to get it with whoever he can. Trying to get that get back with Kim because she out here living her best life with old boy.
Isn't that what dudes do anyway?
No.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Y'all be the one that
I've
be
never
cheating.
Seen this lady before. I don't know who this is. What movie this lady been in?
She light skinned.
No, she's
no?
a light lady.
Oh, okay.
She don't have a long filmography. I know that. She was in Muppet. Uncut Gems. 2019. PVT Chat.
Maybe Mayor Lucas knows who she is.
Acting for a Cause. I never heard of that. No Sudden Move.
Mm-mm.
He
trying to keep
heard of these films.
He doing something new, man. He wants his girl off the camera, not on now.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The first cold temperatures of the winter brought about some ice and snow in the town. I understand that there's an amended trash pickup schedule, Mayor. Can you give our listeners some information about that?
Yeah, we are just going pushing back by a day on trash pickup. So if you were a Monday person like me, put the trash out on Tuesday and so on and so on. We use some of the same people we use to pick up trash and some of our trucks and other equipment to help actually clear the snow from the streets. And so as part of our new snow response plan, we are making sure that everybody in City Hall, Public Works, Water Department, Parks Department is working on picking up the trash. So make sure you take an extra day in putting that out. Don't call us for that. Call us on 311 about your streets or anything of that sort. But you know, one thing is, I got kind of used to us not having winter for all of December. So it's something kind of feeling these cold temperatures. All the better for people to stay inside off the roads unless you got to be somewhere. If you got to be at work today, then I understand it. But, you know, make sure you have some extra time and patience as we're dealing with clearing off the roads in Kansas City and throughout the region.
Kansas City residents will soon have the right to an attorney in eviction proceedings. And I noticed that this is being funded by COVID relief. If those COVID funds are ever cut off, Mayor Lucas, how would the city continue to pay for this program?
This sticks around. I mean, this sticks around in the same way that you've heard of the Miranda rights. You have a right to an attorney for the last, what, 60 years now. And so this is something that we think is what important, bold, progressive cities do. You make sure that you are at least giving people a fair shot. And I've talked to some landlords who said, well, you know what, why are y'all giving them all this sort of stuff? Now, all this means is that if there's somebody who's facing an eviction, and if they've experienced some things that I know I experienced in my youth, the windows not closing during the winter, you got holes in the floor, something I knew about, right? The hot water's out all winter long at a place that you're renting, and they said it would work. I mean, it's those sorts of things that create balance on the part of tenants. This is just doing what's right, frankly, what is long overdue, like increasing the minimum wage, like making sure that we got parks open for people and community centers. I think this is one step of making sure that we are a city that is for everyone. And I put this with zero fare transit as one of the more important issues that we've done to make sure we're taking care of all Kansas City.
Hashtag Mayor Lucas Monday, very first one of the year. So excited to be talking with Mayor Lucas, who was, of course, diagnosed with COVID-19, and the smooth baritone voice is still in pocket, Brian.
We're going to start calling him Mayor Barry White.
Well, I consider him to be the sixth temptation myself. Or either he going to take the place of the boy from Boys to Men that ain't in the group no more.
We got your cane, Mayor Lucas.
There we go.
So let's talk about the Chiefs' loss in Cincinnati. I picked the Chiefs to win on my football pool, and I was shocked that we couldn't get it done.
You know, look, it was incredibly disappointing. You look at that first half, we started strong, offense was hitting, and then the defense in the second half had a good deal more challenges. We weren't able to get that same offensive productivity. A few things that one would know. We needed to double cover that receiver, Jamar Chase, who was just tearing us up late. That was a challenge. Then you had a bunch of, you know, I don't like to complain about the referees, but a lot of whistles coming down the stretch. And then I think everybody's seeing now in the strategy, if we had let Cincinnati score at the end, put the ball back in the hands of Patrick Mahomes and our offense going the other way, then you have a good opportunity. But, you know, a few things that I think plague us going forward. One, we have to see if our offensive linemen get a chance to come back. You know, I would say next week, yes, you want to play for that number one seed. Don't get me wrong. But making sure this team is healthy going into the playoffs is going to be important. And then also making sure that you keep those defensive schemes coming. What we kind of are doing right now, it looks like, is Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, comes in with a lot of good calls to start a game. So we have good packages for the first 10 or 15 plays on the opposing team's offense. But then it all has seemed to freeze out. And that's been our pattern, at least earlier in the season. For a few weeks there, we managed to avoid it. But Lord knows that's what yesterday looked like. You know, that's the sort of thing that can get you past teams like the Broncos and the Raiders. But as we're looking at these stronger teams like Cincinnati, Tennessee in the playoffs, New England, right, that's going to be the challenge that we have going forward. So, look, I'm still optimistic. I still have my booking at the La Quinta Inn in Long Beach, California for the Super Bowl. You know, it's 199, but nevertheless, I hope that we get all that stuff squared away. But you know what? Maybe this just means one more playoff game for all of us in Kansas City. But I'm going to say this to mix everything we talked about. Make sure y'all got your shots. your boosters before you're rolling into Arrowhead Stadium, going to work the next day. Make sure you're looking out for your community so we can have, hopefully, another Chiefs celebration again one of these days.
Amen. Mayor Lucas, before we let you go, I want to know, what are your three favorite things in your refrigerator right now?
Lord. Man, I ain't shopped for much lately, but I got some Chinese food. I can't advertise for anybody, but ordered that as soon as I knew I was in the quarantine. So my Chinese, I got a beer or two, so that's not bad.
I know that's
and
right.
And then... Shoot, only way you get by sometimes. Although on quarantine, y'all, if you're feeling sick, don't drink it. And then let me think what else I got in there that I actually like. Because I got some Grey Poupon mustard. Seems all bougie.
That's that law degree talking right there. Another Mayor Lucas Monday in the books. Thank you so much, Mayor. We'll holler at you next week. And please, you and the family get better.
Yes, sir. Stay safe, everybody.
Thank you.
Pardon me. Would you have any Grey Poupon?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I made a decision. No New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. No New Year, new you. Nada. I'm straight like Miss Seeley in Color Purple this year.
I'm poor. Black. I may even be ugly. But dear God, I'm here. I'm here.
I'm here.
Thank God for that.
What are you on for 2022?
You know, Shay, last year I learned that I don't have control of everything. I don't have control of nothing. I gotta let go and let God, man. That's what I'm on.
Vaya con Dios. That's my motto for the last 3 years. Ever since my father passed away, everything is go with God. Everything.
Because at the end of the day, we're going to do that anyway.
That's right. And it causes suffering when you feel like you're going back and forth trying to make something happen that you really have no control over.
Right. I was definitely struggling. I've been struggling with that forever. So it's a hard lesson to learn.
A lot of folks been memeing the CDC for 2022. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is following the organization's decision to decrease the quarantine period for asymptomatic folks with the Omicron variant. So it went from 10 days to 5 days, and then they said after that, just go ahead and rock a mask if you're going to be around.
Right. Yeah, they finna put up these billboards. Have you seen them?
What?
The billboards are, say, stay inside if you sick, come outside if you thick.
It does not.
No, those are jokes. Those are jokes.
But I did see this, Brian, where the CDC said that the 5-second rule has been changed to 15 seconds now.
A word.
You can just go ahead and pick that sandwich up off the floor.
I am a proponent of the 5-second rule. I just want you to know. A little clumsy. I drop sometimes. But just kiss it up to the Lord. I'm good with that.
That's what we used to say. Kiss it up to God and watch it work.
For
that's what
though.
We used to say.
Seriously.
God meant dirt. And dirt don't hurt.
Yeah.
Kiss it up to God and watch it work.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're sunny in 15 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Omicron variant been moving around. All over. I mean,
yeah.
So really doing his thing. So former B2K singer Omarion helped to join in on the fun. Folks been calling it the Omarion variant instead of the Omicron. So he partnered with ABC's Rockin' New Year's Eve to put out a couple of PSAs for fans who've been calling it the Omarion variant.
What's up, everybody? It's Omarion, the entertainer, not the variant, okay? So while it's important not to touch me and to keep your distance, because you know that's how it's supposed to be, you don't need a negative test to dance to my music, all right? So I want to tell everybody, stay safe, be good to one another, and have a happy new year. Peace.
He seems so at peace with everything now, man. I like that.
Way to get them streaming numbers up. Yeah, why?
That's my song, too. That's a for real joint.
Boy, look, I'll be with the isolation dance on that one.
Oh, I did the leg dance all the time. The touch video. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
So this debate went online. I don't know if you were a part of it on New Year's Eve, where Cardi B said that you got to get your Brazilian butt lift before you go get your teeth fixed. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I'm at a point now, man, where do what you want to do that makes you happy. I don't care. For real. Everybody's getting something done somehow, some way. Whatever.
So Cardi said that dudes will trick on a girl with a body and a gap before they do with a chick with a nice smile. Ow. She says that your Brazilian butt lift is your investment so that you can go and get your teeth.
Ow.
It worked for her, didn't it?
Oh, my Lord.
Didn't it work for her? So, perhaps...
Well, she didn't need nobody to buy her teeth. She bought her own teeth.
Oh, yeah. Well...
So one person chimed in and said that soul searching and actually being happy with yourself is what she should be telling her followers to do. And she said that she found her soul after she got her ass shot. God.
Yeah, she ignorant. It's too much like right, man. I feel Cardi. It's up to her. Fine. Do
they
what you
do
want.
You, boo.
Right.
Vaya con Dios. You can't say it enough.
Yeah.
So her friend-in-law, is he friend-in-law, Quavo?
Was that? Yeah, it is.
Group maid-in-law?
That's probably a brother. Brother-in-law. I think I think they cousins, though, for real, in real life.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, Quavo was sued for allegedly assaulting a limo driver after he partied in the club in the summertime. Apparently, the limo driver left somebody in their entourage. And that's when the kerfuffle happened.
Quavo got some issues, man. This is like the third time where he's been accused of hitting somebody. Last time they got him on tape.
Driver says that he was repeatedly punched and kicked by at least 5 people in front of the Virgin Hotel in Vegas.
Put the beats on him like that?
The way my check-ins and savings is set up right now, Brian.
Just lay there.
I think I could ball up and take a situation for a short check. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I'm in that same mind frame too, because it's tax season. I need to get that bread back. So
I'm trying to tell you, Brian. Yeah. Like I will ball up right now.
Uh-huh. We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The morning grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This Shawty Duray. Good morning. I miss y'all.
Let's see what you got today, girl.
I'm gonna do something I never did. Tonight, rub your hair, girl, tie it up tonight. Lay your
hair on my pillow. Hey. Lay your hair on my pillow.
Hey.
It's all right, Shawty. You left your voice in 2021, but we're gonna go ahead and give you qualification to win $1,000 in 2022.
That's all right, Shay. I'm up early in the morning trying to get this oil changed and ain't had no sleep. I still been working. So
that's okay. That's all right. This ain't really, you ain't even got to sound good, so it's okay.
Hey, I got some lyrics, though.
Yeah, Shorty Doo-Wop. Tell Kansas City what morning show you waking up with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103
Jams. Pay me too.
I'm mad because the Chiefs lost. I'm pissed off.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.